This is the Mary Lou Henner Show, and I'm Mary Lou Henner, and I'm here with Lauren Henner and Brent Hatley and Jessica Davis, and we're going to introduce you to a really cool woman who's going to talk a lot about fashion today. Her name is Elizabeth Olson, and she's worked for everyone, and will not only catch us up on what's going on in the fashion world, but also to talk about some of the vegan styles that she does, some of the vegan footwear, and what's happening in terms of just moving fashion forward with more eco-friendly materials. But she's going to catch us up on what you can look forward to this fall and, of course, coming up in the spring, because that's the shows that were just going on in New York. So we're going to hear what we should be looking forward to the holidays as well. I'm Mary Lou Henner, here with Lauren Henner, Brent Hatley, and Jessica Davis in beautiful Hollywood, California. And, you know, when we think of the fashion industry, we think of like things like, you know, scenes from The Devil Wears Prada, certain things like that, or you think about Project Runway. Well, that's what I think about anyway. And, you know, what we don't often think about is the impact of our fashion on the environment and the treatment of animals to get the leather and the wool and the feathers and so on. And this fall, they're showing so many leather things, but I feel like, we shouldn't be buying those products because of the impact on the environment and the animals. So our next guest is a fashion industry veteran, and she is an expert, and she's going to shed some light on these harmful practices. So please welcome, give a nice warm Mary Lou Henner Show welcome to the founder of Olson House Pure Vegan Footwear, Elizabeth Olson. So, I'm so glad you're here with us today, because I know that you're very passionate about this. But just give us a little, like, what do you think about all this leather that they seem to be showing for fall and spring of 2013-14?
Yeah, question. Okay, first of all, thanks for having me. This last fashion week, a lot of the articles written were about leather having its moment. We're having a leather moment. And I even saw it in a very popular catalog. And knowing the ins and outs of this industry, I know exactly how this came about. And it's very kind of sad in a way, because now that more people are paying attention to their diet and their health and they're understanding what these animals are going through, you know, the leather industry has gigantic associations that watch over this industry. So when I was the creative director of a large brand, I used to have suppliers come to me and, you know, say, you know, we want to push this, we want to use this pattern, or we want to use this color or this leather or this material. So I'm pretty sure that's what the leather industry did, much like they did with fur a year or two ago.
You know, there's
a lot of backlash.
It's interesting. It's almost like they know. It's like the meat industry. As soon as they know that people are eating less meat, there are all of a sudden these ads and this kind of mentality that's taken over to make it sound like, oh, meat, you know, men, real men eat meat, and you can lose weight, and women eating cheeseburgers and stuff like that.
And remember those milk ads?
Yeah.
Remember those milk ads, the milk mustache? It's like, if it's so healthy, you don't have to advertise it to me. You don't have to sell it to me. I'm going to
The truth, you never have to scream about
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is not leather clothing that we need for the wilderness or for the cold. In fact, everyone that goes skiing wears really highly, you know, technologically advanced materials. This is not for warmth. This is like a patch on the shoulder or something. It's totally it's just absurd, really. And when you know all that's gone into it and the fact that behind all of this is an actual living being, it's just craziness.
I was going to say,
it goes along with the whole brainwashing of, you know, leather is luxury, leather is sexy, it's rebellious, it's cool, it's, you know, whatever, status symbol, whatever it is, just like the industry, just like everything.
Exactly. So I think that, you know, I looked at what was happening with leather and this season, and I thought, oh, this is really a backlash. They're starting to really feel like,
totally,
you know, they're kind of losing it. All right. Now, I know that you use other products. You use other things. So I definitely want to talk about why leather isn't good for the environment and for the animals. So maybe we should do that first. Let's do that first. So explain to us why it's not good.
Okay. Well, for, you know, starting off with the animals, you know, they're living beings, they're conscious, and, you know, when you're eating their muscle or their meat, you're taking in that consciousness. So that's one big, huge thing.
Their fear. I always feel like, you know, we're taking in their fear as well, because they know they're about to be killed. We're talking to Elizabeth Olson, who's the fashion industry expert and founder of Olson House Pure Vegan Footwear.
Yeah. So the consciousness is a huge thing, but let's just put that aside and let's just talk about the actual making of
right.
animal hide into leather that could then be, you know, put into a garment or a shoe. What a lot of people don't know about this is the extremely toxic chemical process that these hides have to go through to make them so they do not decompose. Because,
right.
you know, in nature, the skin is the first thing that would decompose.
Yeah, decompose, so, and also it's so porous. I mean, everything that's put on the skin goes into the body. So now we have to take something that is on the outside of the animal that is a porous substance, and we have to render it in some way to make sure that it isn't porous, you know, that things aren't going to go
correct.
Through it.
Correct. There are 225 chemicals involved in this process.
Wow.
And the toxic ones are like formaldehyde, lead, arsenic. And I've been inside the tanneries many times, and you go and you've got to put basically a hazmat suit on, and you've got to put this like gas mask thing on, and it's still like just overwhelming all of your senses. It's burning your eyes, your nose, your mouth. So you've got all these chemicals in these big drums, with all these skins going round and round, washing them and processing them and then dyeing them. This is affecting the workers inside the tannery. They get all
right.
kinds of cancers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then,
Lauren, my brother, who's one of my co-hosts, he had an experience.
Yeah, in Fez, Morocco. I watched, I know that they give you something to put under your nose, and that's from four stories up from the observatory. The smell is so bad that they give you something to hold under your nose while you're watching this. So I thought, what's it like being in the middle of all that for 12 hours a day?
Day after day.
Yeah,
day after
exactly.
day.
The smell is something that you can't even really describe. You don't even
you know,
just feel it.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but you know what's so funny? I bought a belt there, and that belt, I had to throw it out because it stunk, because I was so sensitive now to that smell that it smelled up my whole apartment.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? In a lot of those countries, they're still using urine in the dyeing process, so that's what you're smelling. A lot of leather out of India. That's why that, you know, like when you would see in like little hippy-dippy stores, like that kind of like crunchy leather, and it smells funky? It's
right.
They were still using the urine and the... And actually, they used to use a long, long, long time ago, you know that saying, you don't have a pot to piss in or whatever? That came from humans used to urinate in pots and take it to the tanneries. And
oh, my gosh.
Urine to the tanneries.
You know what's so funny? Can you imagine if they did a whole thing like, you know, Gianni Versace, you know, Tom Ford, you know, Giorgio Armani. It's like, you know, yes, showing the coat this year, you know, this beautiful leather coat. The urine of people, of tourists.
You know, like, oh, my God. People probably go for it, actually. They'd be like, yes, I want
it. Right.
Very, very sick.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
The skin issue and it being, like, porous and being, like, our skin, it is. Because I have not eaten meat since I was 15, and I'm 40 now. And I did not go vegan until about 6 years ago. And what I already wasn't eating meat, but on one of the trips to Asia, the CEO wanted to launch a leather line. So, you know, I did it. It was my job. Everything was synthetic before then. But we went over, and, part of my job, amongst managing, like, 8 designers and working with production stuff, was I had to go through the piles of leather skins that had been dyed the specific color that we told them to, which in this case was blue, which was hard to match.
Yeah, because there are no blue animals.
Right. There are no blue animals.
No blue animals. So, you know, something that might be processed a little bit. Yeah, for sure. We're talking to Elizabeth Olson, fashion industry expert and founder of Olson House Pure Vegan Footwear. So.
Yeah, so this kind of talks to the waste issue and then also the element of this being a being. So I'm looking through this pile of skin, and, you know, I'm thinking about the pattern pieces of the handbags that we're going to make and how they fit on these skins. And this particular pile was lamb skin, which is just, like, enough, but they were very small. So if there was any markings on the skin, which these animals have markings just like we do, a bug bite, bug bite
whatever.
Mark, a scratch, a scar, a fight, whatever. So if it had that somewhere where we needed to put the pattern piece, I had to throw the skin out. Or if it was dyed the wrong color, I had to throw the skin out. So here, you know, it's like you go through all this stuff, the slaughter of the animal, then the dyeing of the
right.
skin, and in the very end.
And then you're still being picky. Sure. And they still can't have it.
Yeah.
You know, there is such a disconnect. Some of the people who wear the most leather and have the most beautiful bags and shoes and things like that, they are also the ones to be carrying the animal, and to, you know, the animal gets a Christmas stocking, and you would never think that they would ever mistreat their little dog or cat. You know,
I know.
They love, they're the biggest animal, pet animal lovers. And yet there's such a disconnect between the food that they eat and the animals that they, that, you know, the way they take care of their own animals, you know, the animals they wear and the animals they raise.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to each individual to kind of wake up and do the critical thinking on their own. But it's not entirely a mistake that everybody's so disconnected. Do you know what I mean?
No, and it's advertising.
For a long time.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And it's the way. Right. Absolutely.
It's like the same page. We just don't.
I know. Right? We're like the two of us. You can just talk about the same thing. But I feel like it's
so
very important.
There's so much information. Yeah, there's just so much information, and it's like being passionate about it makes it hard to get it across sometimes. I just try to stick to the facts, but what I'm really doing inside is like screaming and shouting, can't you see this? Like, it's so obvious.
So what do you use instead? What do you use in your products instead?
Instead I use some natural materials like linen, cork. I've used some wood before. The main material I use is it's a faux suede. They call it ultra suede.
Mm-hmm.
I have in the past used this recycled material that is the ultra suede, but it's made from industrial waste from a television factory in Japan.
Oh my gosh.
During the process of making a television screen, you know, there's some process where they scrape off a layer of polyester that would then just be, you know, garbage. This company goes in and takes that and creates this material with it.
Wow. So, I mean, almost everything is up for grabs. I mean, because I've seen purses recently from recycled water bottles, and I've seen clothes, and I've seen shoes, and I've seen, you know, fabrics. It's like we're trying to use what we're discarding and you know, reuse it in some way.
Right. Well, we use so much plastic. So that's what the plastic bottle thing is. I made a heel one time that was made out of plastic milk jugs, water bottles. There's one other thing in it. But, I mean, we have to look at the things that we have excess of, that's garbage, and see how we can use that.
Okay, so we're talking to Elizabeth Olson, fashion industry expert and founder of Olson House Pure Vegan Footwear. So, Elizabeth, the person who's listening, you know, we're talking to the person out there who might want to think twice about the next leather purchase they make. What's a good place for them to start? I mean, you know, people aren't going to, like, throw everything away. So what would be a good place for them to start? Just not buy anything in the future, or just start paying attention or do some research?
I would say do some research. I mean, just Google, if you're looking to purchase something, just Google vegan accessories, and there's pages and pages and pages that will come up. There's the brands that are making the stuff, like mine and other brands, and then there's, you know, websites and stores that have only vegan products.
Right.
So, you know, seeing what appeals to you. I mean, we're all doing something different. In terms of, like, researching what's really happening with leather and all of that stuff, myself and a partner, we're working on a documentary right now because there's just so much information involved and there's a lot of politics involved. And
sure.
It's like I can't seem to get it all out in an interview or even an article. It's just so much.
Well,
it's better.
You'll just have to come back
anyway.
when your documentary. You know, it's so funny. The other day I was in Palo Alto because my son is looking at schools up there. And I went to this little shop and they called Be Real. They were fabulous. And there was this really pretty jacket. And I said, oh, this looks so good with your hair and all this. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, I don't wear leather. And she said, no, it's faux leather. And I was so excited because it was also very inexpensive. So it's not like you have to spend a lot of money. And she had all these vegan handbags and all these vegan articles. And I thought, this is so great because it's much less expensive. You know, if you think, oh, I like the look of leather, it's become so much more sophisticated over the last 10 years to be able to get leather, you know, faux leather handbags or jackets or whatever it is, and it's not nearly as expensive as leather because it doesn't go through the same kinds of processes.
Yeah, a lot of times you can't even tell. You know, sometimes I have to like scrap something to be able to tell.
Yeah.
I can pretty much tell at this point. But you know, even there's a very, very famous brand that is a real status symbol to carry, and it's got the logo that is actually printed on canvas. you know, they trim it in leather, which is why I can't buy it. But, yeah, it's actually canvas. So there's a lot of experimentation.
You can't tell us really what you're talking about because I have no clue. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't want to say the brand name because yeah, I've done that before in other interviews. And
well, I can say it. Give me another hint. I don't mind. I don't mind saying
LV.
It.
LV.
Oh, okay.
VL.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. VL. You mean, okay. Yeah, I got it. All right. So Louis Vuitton is kind of type looking things. I get it. Okay. Anyway,
yeah,
Elizabeth, thank you so much for being with us. This was just great. You know, wonderful information. We look forward to what you have coming up in the future. And, you know, everyone out there should just be very conscious of the kinds of clothes and leather goods that they are buying. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. It can be, you can be, you know, buy eco-friendly products and it'll make a huge difference.